a que descargues nuestra aplicación de iHeartRadio. Vas a poder escuchar tu música favorita y también escuchar El Patrón donde quiera que tú vayas, donde quiera que andes, en tu teléfono o en tu tableta. Es gratis. Es la del corazón.
¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué pasa, mi amigos? I have no voice. It's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, and if you heard Spanish, then that means we are outside. Now, where are we today? We are not at Herrenhaven. We are actually at the OPPD Arboretum. I'm still sitting in my car because it looks like it's windy. Yeah, it's windy here. Oh, we gotta wait for the wind to die down a little bit. Okay, so, yeah, it's a little windy out here as I get out of my car and start walking up Marmot Alley. Once we get into the forest, the wind probably won't be as bad. So just bear with me, sir. Bear with me, sir. I'm walking up Marmot Alley. I'm looking over at the holes. I don't see any marmots. But I see where they want to go. There's some lovely holes back in there. None of these have been touched yet. None of this has been cleared out. Okay. So let's turn into the forest here and cross the first of many bridges. Couple things I need to say so far today, and that is, one, there's only one other car here. Normally we don't like to come here on Sundays just because there's so many people out here on nice days, and today is a very nice day. It is at least 60 degrees Fahrenheit, 60 Fahrenheit, so it's lovely. It's kind of sunny, it's partly cloudy. But it is a little bit windy. And the other thing that I need to say is, I hope, or I should say, if you are listening, I'm glad you remembered the time change. Yes, this is Dubious Goals Committee, and it is always at 1930 UTC, but your local time may have observed daylight savings. As such, the time of this show appears to be different, an hour later. So if you remembered, I congratulate you heartily. So here I am walking around on the path in the forest. And what are we doing out here today? It's a little early to be spotting any dudes. But you gotta check. Because this is about the time of the year when we start seeing marmots. So I'm looking for marmots. And I'm also looking for new trees that have fallen down that could potentially become mushroom sites. Clear my throat. Oh, I haven't been up all that long, but I noticed it was nice outside and I thought, oh, I gotta go outside as soon as possible. So I came rushing out here. And I'm looking into the forest here and there's a lot of logs. There's a lot of new logs. A lot of dead trees have been taken down. And that's good news, because I'm going to be able to get over there. I'm going to be able to get into those logs. So that's good. Here's a pile of mulch from last year where we used to find lots of mushrooms. Nothing here yet. Oh, looks like somebody else has pulled into the parking lot. I was shocked. I was shocked when I pulled in to find only one other car here. And this car that pulled in looks like he's just gonna slowly turn around and leave. That's nice. As we walk along the path here. Walking along the path. Looking for marmots. Checking marmot dens. Here at the OPPD Arboretum. If I haven't explained it lately, the OPPD Arboretum is an arboretum, a tree place, a tree park that is owned by OPPD, OPPD is the Omaha Public Power District, meaning the electrical company. We have public utilities here in Nebraska. That's why it's so cheap. And we got to go up here. We're going to go up here and take this deer path because the deer path is clear and open and there's lots of trees cut down over here. Lots of new logs. So anyway, this is a little park. And it's not that little. It's pretty big, all things considered. Right next to an electrical substation. And this arboretum is ostensibly for the education of residents of Omaha to teach people what kind of trees they should plant around their homes to both increase energy savings and to make people aware of planting trees too close to power lines and things like that. So when you walk through here, there's all different kinds of trees and they're all labeled, and there's informational signs saying this is a good tree to grow under power lines because it doesn't get very tall and blah blah blah. And this one's good for shading your house, which will decrease your heating bills and blah blah blah. So that's what the OPPD Arboretum is. I often just refer to this as OPPD. Oh, we're going to OPPD. You'll know what I'm talking about. Well, there's a nice little forested area of this arboretum, and there's some little creeks running through it. And wherever you have forests and little creeks, you have marmots and deer and turkeys and all kinds of dudes that like to hang out. It also doesn't help or doesn't hurt that OPPD Arboretum is wedged between the interstate. You can probably hear cars going by on the 680 loop. I'm about, maybe 60 or 70 meters from the interstate right now. And wait, what else was I going to say? Lost my train of thought. Yeah. But there's some more logs down over here. Oh, well, yeah, so this is a forested area. And that's what we're walking through right now on a deer path. Because we do get deer in here. Although I'm not seeing any deer tracks on the path at this point. Dog tracks. People come here to walk their dogs. And they also come here to take pictures of babies. I don't know why this is such a popular place for baby photos. You know, there's some creeks, there's some bridges, there's some like little garden areas that are very nice. And so people think, oh, it's really nice and beautiful at the electrical substation. Let's go there to have pictures taken of our baby. And so this is pretty much the first trip to OPPD this year. We're just out scouting. I see something running. That's a squirrel. Something running through the leaves over there. The other great thing about the OPPD Arboretum is that it is a great place for mushrooms. A very great, great place for mushrooms. And so we will be back here a lot in another 30 days looking for mushrooms. I'm walking up a side path, kind of getting close to the interstate again. There's no there's no marmot den back here. But we do sometimes run into deer up in here. Although I'm not seeing any deer tracks on this trail. This trail is dirt, it's kind of soft. There would be tracks. Plus, we often find turkeys up here. Oh, there's something else I should mention. We're extremely low on battery. Right now, we have zero battery bars. Zero bars. So, keep in mind that this means that we could go bingo battery at any time. If that happens, you'll know. Yeah, I'm closer to the interstate again. The traffic's zipping by. Zing, zing, zing. Look at those cars go flying by. All right, I'm on a little deer trail that comes off the path and goes up toward the creek here. I'm looking across this little creek, and I can see the area where we found that giant morel that one year. Remember, when was that? 2 years ago? We found that giant morel right there. I know where all the mushroom areas are. And we're going to be hunting morels soon. So I'm going to start heading back the way I came. This is sort of a little one-way path. We'll head back and check some of our marmot dens. Is that a piece of styrofoam over there? No. I do love styrofoam, and I don't like to buy it. And so when I find wind-blown styrofoam, I'm pretty happy about it. All right, so what we're going to do now is go down here, cross over the creek on another bridge. There's a lot of bridges here, a lot of footbridges. And then we'll walk up into our secret mushroom area, and we'll go by some marmot dens. Oh, I hope we have a good marmot year. I hope we can find some marmot babies. I do like baby marmots. And we do find some here on occasion. So let's go across this bridge now and see what else we can find. There's a little bit of water in the creek, as can be expected with all the snow melting. There's very little snow left. The only snow I saw today so far was, you know, just piles of it left over from when it was being moved around. So here I am standing in the amphitheater. I'm looking back into the forest towards some marmot dens. I don't see any movement. I don't see any motties running around. It's a little bit early to be seeing marmots, but this last week has been pretty warm. And these last 2 days have been 60 degree days, so I was kind of thinking maybe some dudes might come out. Maybe we might see some matis. So now I'm going to walk up the trail towards the secret mushroom grounds, where we find lots of morels every year. And on the way, we're going to go by a big marmot den. A marmot den that is often a birthing den. Not every year, but every other year, it seems like we can find babies in this den up here. This is a good birthing den because it's so big. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. There's a mati. There's a mati in the big birthing den. He or she is just sitting right outside one of the holes. Look at that mati. There's a mati. Oh, and he's... looks kind of big. How do we have such a big mati this early in the year? And that mati is staring right at me. Oh, I moved, and I think the mati was thinking I was threatening. Okay, this marmot is, what, 10, 25 meters away, standing next to a tree that has a hole next to it. Oh my God. We've got a marmot. And he's nice and brown, and there's a squirrel kind of running up to him. Yep, the squirrel ran up to the marmot, and the marmot spooked and went down into the hole. Okay, what does that mean? That means we can get closer now. How can I get in here? How can I get in here? Oh, they piled some brush up in a bad spot. Okay, come on, let's sneak up on this Mati. This is the first marmot spotting of the year. Okay, now I gotta get over this big log. And, yo, there's that Mati sticking his head out of the hole, looking at me. See if I can get a picture. Oh, damn it, my camera's in macro mode. Turn it off. Are we even going to be able to see that marmot? Oh, he's nice and camouflaged. I'm taking a couple of pictures while his head has just popped out of that hole. My camera doesn't quite want to focus on him. But we're going to wait for the sun to come out. There we go. Come on, find the marmot. Find the marmot, you stupid camera. Come on. Okay, so that's a big Mati. This is a big den. I wonder if the other holes are cleared out. He's ducked down. He's just barely checking me out. And I'm much closer. I'm 10 meters away. And he ducked. I'm gonna creep up here a little bit closer. Oh, there he is. He popped back up. And he's staring right at me. Can my camera find him now? Hello, Mati. Who's so nice? My camera does not want to focus on this guy. I can see some of the other holes. I don't think the other holes are cleared out. But look at this Mati. He's just staring right back at us. Come on. Sit up again. I'm going to actually get down on my knees to see if I can force him to pop out of the hole a little bit to look at me. Come on, buddy. Oh, he does not want to stand up. Oh, he went down again. Now he's hiding. Now he's in the hole. Mati in the hole! Mati in the hole! Oh, he can hear me. He's like, what are you yelling at? I'm going to see if I can take a few more steps towards the hole. Yeah. He's right there. Hello, buddy. Come on, photos. My camera does not want to focus on the right thing. Focus on the marmot. He's now 6 or 7 meters away. He's listening to me talk and he keeps ducking down. Yeah, I'm checking the other holes. These other holes aren't cleared out. Just that one by the tree. Okay. Oh, he ducked down again. I think I'm spooking him a little bit too much. Mati day, Mati day. First Mati of the season. I'm going to back off. Because he's hiding again. Staying low. I'm retreating back to the big log. And now, he hasn't popped back up. Okay, we're going to retreat all the way back to the path then. First Mati of the year. Oh, I knew it might just be warm enough for Matis today. This is rockin' good news. The first marmot of 2018. And I'm keeping an eye on that. Wait, what was that? I heard another sound over here behind me. Oh, it must have just been a bird. Must have just been a bird. Look at those nice birdies. Well, this is great. We saw a marmot. Yay, Matis. I like Mats. First Mat of the year. Oh, this is great. I was hoping we might get some Mott action. And we got it today at OPPD, home of the marmots. Yeah. All right, so I've walked up the path a little bit further. And right now I'm standing next to that tree that produces the witch's butter. Witch's butter is a type of jelly fungus that grows on this tree. And obviously I don't see any, but I'm looking anyway. I'm walking all around the tree, searching. Oh yeah, look down here. Here's a little blob that might turn into something later. And you know, if you've heard this show before, and if you've heard episodes at OPPD, you know that if we're standing by this tree, we're really close to the secret mushroom grounds. And we are. And since nobody's around, I don't need to make any furtive movements. And it doesn't matter anyway, because everything's brown. There's no leaves on the trees. Anybody can see me back here. And this is where we find our morels. I'm walking through morel territory right now. I am probably walking on morel mycelium as we speak, among others, because we do find a lot of different species of mushrooms back here. In fact, right over there, that's where we found that fluted havela that one time. That was nice. And this is a little deer path on the other side of the creek. And I think we'll follow this deer path just to see if there's any deer or anything up here. Who knows? Yeah, we can't come up onto this little deer path all year round. Because in another month or so, this is going to be covered with nettles. And I'm not a fan of nettles, and we can't not pass through here. So, we're going to take this deer path while we still can, and see if we got any deer buddies up here. Doo-doo-doo. Last year at this time, I was in here with my brother. My brother was visiting. We came out here and we were walking up this path. And as a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure I was doing a dubious goals committee show when we ran into those two deer that were just sitting down right over there, hanging out. We were like, oh, hi, deer. And they didn't move. We just kept going. But what's up here today? Oh, I just don't see much of anything except for a squirrel. Hi, squirrel. A lot of squirrels in here today. And now I'm far enough up this path that I'm at the sumac. And I don't want to leave the forest because the forest is acting as a windbreak. The wind is still pretty hefty. But being as we're in the forest, we have the natural windbreak of the trees. There's a marmot den up here. Where is that? No, it's going to be out here a little bit too far. I'm already getting more wind. So we're just going to turn right around, get back into the forest here. Windy, windy. Trafficy, trafficy. I can see the traffic buzzing by. Buzzing by on the interstate. Hey, there's a big tree that fell on the fence and broke the fence. That's cool. Now we have another way for deer to get in. Here comes a big wind. Look out. Look out, everybody. I do hate the wind when it's trying to ruin my show. It's annoying. All right. So let's get back to business. These are looking like good mushroom areas. Of course they are. That's nothing but dead leaves on the ground and decaying leaves and sticks and logs. They're all delicious. Delicious mushroom food. And I'm seeing logs and decay. Hooray! Uh-oh, wind. All right. I'm trying to ride the levels too. If the sound quality seems sketchy, it's because I keep turning the gain down and stuff. All right, I'm walking back down the main path and we're going by that marmot den again. Where's my mati? Is that him or is that just the tree root? That's just the tree root. I wonder if we should sneak up there. That's not very sneaky. I just broke a stick. I wonder if we can get up there for one more photo. We don't have much time. I'm surprised the batteries lasted this long. Some squirrels are chasing each other around in this little part of the forest. I'm climbing over the big log. Squirrels are getting close to me, and I now am approaching the hole. Where's my mati? Yeah, see, these other holes are not cleared. This is a big den. I'm now looking straight down into the marmot hole, and I don't see a mati. Okay, he doesn't want to be found, so let's not spook him. Don't want to scare him away from this den. If this is a birthing den, those marmots are, if there's babies in there, that'll be great. But if there's babies in there, they'll stay in there, in that den, until the babies are big enough to move. But if that's just a solitary marmot, he could potentially get spooked away from that den and move. And we don't want to do that. We want to keep our matis where we know where they are. Big wind. I hate the wind. We gotta end the show. We've only got about a minute left. And I'm walking on the path. Alright, so I'm crossing over the bridge. One of many. And I'm heading back down the main path. What a great day. We found the first marmot of the year here at OPPD. And that's good. Wind is bad. And so I guess I should probably say that you have been listening to The Dubious Marmot Committee, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and I'm just walking through the forest. Gonna head back to my car and go home and watch some football or something. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
This is DJ Kumata. Welcome to my Anon Radio Show. Ready?